दिस इज आकाशवाणी, द न्यूज रेड बाय शरण्या। द कैबिनेट हैज अप्रूव द ओपनिंग ऑफ 85 न्यू केंद्रीय विद्यालयज अक्रॉस द कंट्री एंड द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ एग्जिस्टिंग केंद्रीय विद्यालय इन शिवमोंगा कर्नाटका बाय एडिंग टू एडिशनल सेक्शन इन ऑल द क्लासेज। The total estimated requirement of funds is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashnavi Vaishnav said the opening of these new KVs will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. The decision will lead to creation of 5,388 regular posts. The minister also announced that 28 new Navodaya Vidyalayas will be opened in the uncovered districts of the country under the Navodaya Vidyalaya scheme. This will benefit over 15,680 students and lead to creation of 1,316 regular posts. The approved amount for the creation of new Navodaya Vidyalaya is 2,360 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved Rithala Kunli corridor of Delhi Metro Phase 4 project consisting of 26.463 kilometers. Mr. Vaishnav said it will further enhance connectivity between the national capital and neighboring Haryana. Mr. Vaishnav said with this, Delhi Metro will become one of the largest network in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that 21st century belongs to the East, to Asia and India. Mr. Modi underscored that several Northeastern cities have huge potential. Similar to other big cities in the country, the Prime Minister was speaking after the inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Highlighting the importance of Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said this is the first and unique event which will be open huge investment opportunities in the northeastern states. He added that the government is connecting the northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology. The Prime Minister added that northeast had a major role to play in solution that yesterday's India wants to give to the world related to healthy lifestyle and nutrition. Both House of Parliament were adjourned till Monday. Following uproar on different issues, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury branch members on the issue of cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protest by opposition member on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi and Congress leaders. The BJP took a dig at Congress following the recovery of bundle of currency notes from the bench of party MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi in the Rajya Sabha chamber. Talking to the media after the parliament, the party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the Congress leader have so much money that they do not even bother to account for the money left behind. Meanwhile, Mr. Singhvi clarified that he only carries one 500 rupees note when he goes to the upper house. He said on Thursday his total stay in the house was 3 minutes, adding that he finds it bizarre that even such issues are being raised. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that government will fix the minimum support price at more than 50% of the production cost and also procure the produce from farmers. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all the travels to Syria until further notification in view of prevailing situation in West Asia nation. In advisory issue, External Affairs Ministry has asked India currently in Syria to remain in touch with India Embassy in Damascus for updates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.